Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. The reason I say that is because I accidentally capitalized the O in hour as well. H O, lowercase U R.
So don't say H O.
Ow!
That's not appropriate.
I apologize. Anyway, I just corrected that. That's going to annoy me. And I just posted on Facebook. Actually, I'm going to repost because I just like to irritate me. Anyway, we've got a few callers. Hope everyone had a nice holiday weekend. Those of you who live in the States, that is. And make your call. Just 3380. Call a number. And you may follow us on Facebook, where I am deleting the post that I just made because of that typographical error and reposting the show. You can also join us on Twitter, where I was able to correct the typographical error prior to posting it. They actually let you edit it. So anyway, let's bring on our first caller. We've called from 786. And a caller from 850 area code. All right.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
My name
well,
is Lou.
It's morning for us. Good afternoon to you.
Yes, good morning to you guys. Thank you so much for taking my call.
In Florida, I think, right?
Yes, yes. I'm in Florida. I'm in Miami.
Miami?
Yes. I had been... like 2 weeks ago, I think. And I had mentioned I was going to start looking for work.
Okay, yeah.
And
I remember you. You're the one, you have a master's and you do, what's your name again?
Luz. L-U-Z.
Yeah, I remember your name. And your birth date, I don't have handy.
My birth date is April 7th, 1978.
1978, and you've got a couple kids, you're divorced, you were looking for work, or one kid, okay.
Right.
So, okay.
Yes.
All right, Luz, welcome back.
Thank you.
So.
And I have two job offers.
Well, that's
yes.
great.
That's great, but now I don't know which one to decide for.
Okay, well, what are they doing? Are they doing the same thing? Well, just tell us a little bit about the job in the interest of time.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's the reason for my call today, to see if you can foresee, you know, which one would offer me more stability and growth, you know, and
okay.
a good environment to, that is supportive, I hope. One is in the same type of career that I've been doing for the last five, which is in the quality department. That will be in the office setting, and they will pay me the same.
Okay.
They both actually offer the same amount of money. Now, the other one is in a business development position, and they offer me the possibility of working 3 days at home and 2 days in the community. And but they both pay me the same. So
they pay you the same.
You know, they both, you know, would pay me the same. But so I don't know which one, because remember the position I'm in right now, the COO, I have a lot of communication issues with him.
Right.
His way of communicating makes me very defensive, and like I don't like his leadership style. So
the boss.
The
current boss. May we ask what the salary amount is?
They both offered the same, 55 a year.
55? But it's less expensive in Florida. 55,000
a year.
And were you
55,000 a year?
Yeah.
Were you, I'm sorry, were you the one who was paying, would have to pay child support if you made
more?
Yeah. More. So this would keep you up. You wouldn't have to pay child support to your husband.
No.
With this job, either job. I personally have a vibe on the one that I think it is, but Neil might have a different take. I picked this. I think the second job personally, but you talk now.
Okay.
Well, I've talked longer.
According to the notes from last time, your salary I have was 75,000. So you dropped. You're dropping.
So that was her high.
That was in the previous hospital setting, and then I've been working in the homeless shelter for 55.
Oh.
And now these two other jobs are offering still the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I request more, but it's like that's what they can offer me.
Well, you said one is quality department, the other one is business, and then
development.
Business development, and so she would be working in the office or working at home 3 days and then in the community 2 days. What do you mean in the community, by the way? What does that mean?
So going to clinic and also going to other clinics, other agencies for business development purposes to help them expand.
Their
clientele.
What is the general employer? Who are they? I mean, you don't have to list, tell me their names, but what is that?
So the first one that I mentioned will be in an office setting doing the same thing that I've been doing for 5 years in the quality.
Yeah, but the business sector, what business sector?
Mental health. First one will be mental health, only mental health.
Okay.
And the second one, mental health and regular health care.
And is it
so? It would
more. Is this public, like government, or is it private sector?
Well, the first one, I believe they are for profit. The second one, I just confirmed, they are non-profit, or they have both.
Okay.
Yeah. They.
Well, it's a tough call because you know they both have offered you a job, so. That alone suggests some kind of karma going on that they would both be there. Now, the idea is, you know, which one do you choose? And ultimately, what would be your path in choosing either one? Each one has their own separate path. They both come in simultaneously, so they start off like horse races at the same line. So your karma says that you get to have both horses, but now which one wins the race? That's the situation. What I'm getting strongly around you regarding these two job offers is the number 7. So if there's a 7 in their address or a 7 in some kind of number around them, that would be one indication. 2, I'm leaning towards the second option where you're in the field and at home. And that one seems to have more diversity in terms of having mental health and healthcare.
So what you don't know, sorry to interrupt, but she's calling from the 786 area code, so they could both have 7s in the phone number or not.
Well, the address.
I don't know.
I'm not
or the address. Do you know the addresses? You don't have to give the address, but if there's a 7 in either one, you can let us know.
There is a 7th on the job that I'm in right now.
Oh, mom.
Okay. Well, you see, the idea is loose. The idea is not. They both come in. What we have to do as psychics is determine what's going to have the ultimate bountiful pathway for you. You know, which one's going to be the longest and the most enjoyable and that kind of thing. No problems. And even though they both might be centered in some sort of problematic situation because work is the way it is, I'm leaning towards the second one. That is mental health and health care.
Plus it's a nonprofit rather than a for-profit, which I think, I don't know.
Your other
one,
the options are a little bit limiting. I mean, here you have home and community and two different varieties. So there seems to be more room to move around in. So should anything go wrong in your current position with them? The other one, I mean, the other one seems more like family to me. Like it would be a maybe better working environment with your members. But the other one seems to have more stability.
And she's going to be more autonomous because she's not in an office setting. So she's not working, you know, reporting to the same office on a daily basis. The only thing that about the second that's concerning is the fact that you're out in the community and everything that's going on in the world right now with the restrictions that are happening, COVID.
The second one, though, has a general attitude about their how they diversify their foundation to make sure that they're centered everywhere.
I agree.
And
well,
so
that's why I thought the first.
Be, do you have a preference, Luce?
Well, I was most excited about the second one too. Most excited, even though I haven't, I have done some business development within the state before. But of course, I'm a little bit nervous because this is entirely business development. But the HR consultant, he believes that, you know, based on my history and the way that I present myself, that I should be able to satisfy that position, to meet the demands. And I have spoken to the CEO too, and he seems to have a good vibe about himself, if I can put it in those terms. In comparison to the COO where I currently work, who is very harsh with his words.
Well, I think the first option, you would feel more like family there.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No, it isn't a bad thing. They might, you know, embrace you more as an individual. The second one, though, may be more practical because, you know, you want that paycheck. I don't think you're going to have conflicts there. I mean, in the building industry with the mental health, you could have all kinds of personalities you're up against. So you're not going to be in any, you're not going to be able to preserve a general attitude of optimism in any one of those two jobs. You're going to have challenges. But I just feel the second one is your best bet. You tend to think so too. You know, look at the history of the organizations and
they're expanding. They are a company that is expanding. They're opening new offices throughout Florida, and they have a contract with the CDC.
Which one, the first or second?
Second one.
The second. Well, see, the thing about the second, like I said earlier, it's a nonprofit. And a for-profit, there's just going to be a different vibe from a nonprofit and a for-profit. So there may be more the mission of a nonprofit is going to be different than a for-profit. So there may be
more contingencies involved in the profit.
They're
more reliant on donations and things like this.
But not only that, the nonprofit may be more geared toward the well-being of the patient than a for-profit. The for-profit is going to be thinking about the bottom line more than a nonprofit. I mean, they both need to make money, obviously, to keep themselves running. But the patient might be the core focus rather than, you know, profit.
Well, we were right in suggesting that you were going to find work, because that's what we said.
And we both agreed on the second job.
Yeah, you both. Yeah, and I was able to look up the address of the second job, and the first two numbers location is 1271.
The first job?
The second job.
The shop. Oh, it has a 7.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That's what we
there
say.
You, there you go. Brilliant.
So now you have to thumbs up our show and
yeah,
follow.
Yeah, she didn't follow us last time. So.
Hey, you gotta follow us, Luce.
Yeah, we're getting you a
here.
Job.
So
yeah,
seriously.
I became serious about looking and actively for the job, and it did. It did pan out. It did work.
Yeah,
I've
well,
been
that
letting
also,
my
we have to
my
we have to take credit for that because you know there's an energy field going on here, and you know we work
yes.
we work on all our callers' energy and now
thanks.
Look, you've got your job offers and yeah, so we'll take a little credit.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I really feel the empathy and the energy from you guys last time and your genuine interest. I felt
yes. That. Wait, just real quick, how old is your child? I don't remember.
She's 5.
So there's also the fact that you're going to be able to be home 3 days a week is
mm-hmm.
Obviously she's, well, no one's in school right now, but this also is going to help you save on childcare. So you're going to have more money in your pocket with the second job. Just an added.
Yeah. So
note.
Do you? I had to negotiate with them because they wanted me to start at a lower pay range and then move me up after 90 days. But now, you know, they agreed to pay me the 55, but they don't guarantee me an increase in days. If I perform well for them, do you see them increasing my salary after 90 days of performance?
You mean from the 55 going up higher?
Right, because they had offered me 45 for 90 days and then moved me to 60 after 90 days. But now
no,
that I
they'll probably move you to 60 in 6 months. They'll make a compromise.
Okay, after 6 months. Okay.
Yeah.
It's possible you could negotiate that prior to accepting the job. Say, listen, I'll accept the 55, but since you were going to move me up in 90 days to 60, it would be great to be moved up to that 60
at a
certain point.
Yeah, I think if you perform well, another 5,000, you know, they feel good about you. They'll invest another 5,000 in you. I don't think it'll be a problem.
And do you get benefits from this job?
Yes. Yes, I get all the compensation benefits. Yes.
Okay.
The regular one.
All right. Okay, good. Well, yeah. Keep in touch. Follow us and let us know how things go with this job, Luz.
I will. Thank you guys so much for your guidance. I truly do appreciate you.
Okay.
And
you're welcome.
Till then. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Okay, we have a call from 850. Hi.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. How are you?
Oh, fine. This is Michelle from Florida.
Oh, hey, Michelle.
Hey.
How are you?
It's been a while since I talked to you guys.
Yeah.
I actually had somebody come and look at the house, and she brought her mother and her daughter, and now she wants to bring back her boyfriend and her dad. And they haven't called me back, so I'm waiting to see if they put in an offer or if they call me back for the dad to come over. So I have a feeling it's the mom and dad that are going to get the house for her. What do you see on all that?
Okay, wait,
I think it's the mom and dad. I don't think she has the finances, but I don't know. She may.
Let's just rewind for a minute because I want to make sure we're clear on whose house this is. Your house you're selling?
Yes, my house.
And it's for the boat that you want to purchase, essentially.
Right,
you
right.
Boat. Okay,
right.
And there's a. So it's the mother. You don't think? Sorry, I'm need to review everything because I was looking up your birth date and I had to page back. So I want to make sure did you get everything?
About who she is. How much is your house going for?
I'm not sure. Anywhere between 100 and 140.
between 100,000 and 140,000.
102 and 140. I haven't had it appraised, but we're kind of figuring in between there.
So people are I'm confused. How are people interested in your house if it's not on the market yet? I mean,
we just told some people about it, and it's like everybody wants to buy our house. Cause I mean, it's really cute. It's a little cottage, and I've remodeled it and old wood floors. It's about 1,000 square feet.
So I thought it was 850, but it's 1,000. Okay.
And you said the top might be 140,000.
Yeah, maybe 140,000. We put solar system on it, and the whole house is only like 1,100 square feet.
Okay, how many bedrooms?
It's like 2.5 bedrooms, and then it's a living room and a dining room and a kitchen and a covered back porch and a covered front porch.
Got it. And these people who are looking at it coming back, how many people would potentially be living in the house? If they want
I'm thinking it's. She's got a little girl who is a teenager, and I got a little guest house out there, and she's like, I love this, and then her boyfriend.
So it's just two people living in the house.
It would be probably her and her boyfriend and the daughter, and her mom and dad owns a restaurant, so I'm sure. She's not real good with money, from what I've heard.
So why is the mother is the mother potentially helping them buy the house?
I think so. I think because the daughter has had some drug issues in the past. I don't think her credit's good, so I'm sure she's trying to talk the mom and dad into buying the house. And she brought their mother, and now she wants to bring her dad and her boyfriend over.
Okay, and how old is the daughter?
I don't know her exact age, but I'm thinking she might be about 15, 16.
Okay, and the school district, is there a school within 3 miles?
Yeah, I think so. We're pretty close to schools, a couple schools.
The schools that she would attend, the 15-year-old?
Yeah, I think there's the Wakulla school down the road. There's one here in town, but it's not here no more. They don't use it for that. The closest school, I would say, is about 10 minutes away.
Okay.
And it's a good school.
My feeling is that they may make an offer, and it might be like 110. What's your lowest call for the house, personally?
Well, I don't want to go any lower than 100,000, and I'm hoping I would get, there was another house that was comparable to mine. It was on the river, but they had smaller square footage, and they had just a little bit more acreage. They were asking 135.9, but my house has got solar and central heat and air where they had window units, where we got a brand new AC and stuff.
I see. I don't think you should go any lower than 110. They may You might negotiate with them, and between, you could say 140, but somewhere between 140 and 110 is where these people may purchase the house. So I have a pretty good feeling about them.
But are you making a private offer? I mean, are you going to do, bless you, are you going to do a private sale rather than putting it on the market, like, publicly?
Yeah, my husband actually put in their fireplace logs, and so we know they're mom and dad. They own a restaurant, and when we told them that we were wanting to live on the houseboat, she's like, oh, my daughter's looking for a house. And so I'm thinking she'd be the one to buy it. And and we got our realtor friend, she said she would sell it for about 110. But my other realtor friend, she said she'd put it on the market for 125, 135. So it's like, I don't know what to put down, you know. I think if they don't want to involve a realtor, they want to. So neither one of us have to pay a commission.
Right. You don't have to pay the commission if you're not involving a realtor. So you could maybe sacrifice a bit in the price because you're not paying the commission. However, you don't want to underprice yourself either. It sounds like
right because I got to have money for a houseboat.
Right, and the house that you mentioned that sold recently. Sounds like though there was more acreage, your house sounds like maybe more modernized because of your update.
It is, and then I have all the updates. I got a brand new AC unit, tankless water heater, reverse osmosis system. I mean, it's just more of a sound house, and it's got a hot tub. It's got a little guest house.
It has
for,
a guest house?
For company. Yes, and then it also has a half of a bedroom that I made into a makeup room and a closet, an extra closet and a makeup room. So it's a pretty good sized house.
Does that guest house include the 1,000 square feet?
No, it does not.
Yeah, then I wouldn't go that low. I would go high if it doesn't include the 1,000 square feet.
See, what I'm saying is I don't think it should be any lower than 110.
Yeah, I would go higher.
It's going to be between 110 and 140. So, you know, you could say 140, but I wouldn't go any lower than 110. But it might end
up. What do you see me selling it at?
Well, it's a range. There's not a specific. It's not a black and white answer, Michelle. There's a range. Personally, if that one thought, did the other house have a guest home, a guest unit? The one that you mentioned?
No, and it doesn't, and it doesn't have central heat and air, it doesn't have tankless water heater. You know, tankless water heater saves you on energy, and we've got a solar system for the whole house.
Yeah, but there was more acreage with the other house, and those
not much.
Were...
Mine's 0.49. Mine's 0.49, and theirs was 0.79.
Another. Spot for a garden. But the idea, when we say, when you're asking for a specific amount, what we're getting in this reading is that when I said 110, sure enough, one of the real estate ladies did say 110. Now,
yes, she did.
That validates the lower energy of validating what, it won't go any lower than that. So you're going to get 110 at least. From there, it might go up to the 125, 115. You might, you know, if you say 140 and they count, and you allow them to counter offer, you might settle somewhere for about one. If you say 140 between the compromise of 140 and 110, it might get up to about 118 to 121.
So what should I, so you're thinking 118, 121?
Yeah, that's probably where, if you counter off, if you say 140, they go, that's too high. You say, well, why don't you make a counter offer? And if they make a counter offer, at the end of the game with this family, with the mother, at the end of the game, you might end up with about 118. That would be 8 above your 110 low figure and about 12,000 less than the 140.
But
18, 28, 38. No, it'd be 22 less.
Yeah, but see that's why, and I, you know, based on the other property, which was such a small percentage higher acreage than hers and less modern, it had window air conditioning units, and it went for one.
And their square footage is only 700 square foot. Mine's like 1,000 square foot.
It's 1,000 plus a guest unit.
By the river.
How close are you to the river? Yeah, but
it's right. The river's right behind my house, but you have to walk in the woods. And I'm 32 feet above of elevation, so I'm not in a flood zone. And that house is in a flood zone.
So were they? But they were. Did they have easier access to a river, to the river, than you?
Yes, but I've got solar too.
Yeah,
so.
I understand.
I don't know. You know, Michelle, I think it's pretty simple. List it at 140. Let them make a counter offer. It's, and like we said, it's going to be between 110 and 140. To get to the specific amount, we don't, you know, these figures rest within your comfort zone. So you said, I don't want to sell it for less than 100. Don't even worry about that. It's going to be between 110 and 140. Where it ends up, I don't know. You know, it's going to be somewhere between there,
yeah,
maybe at the midpoint.
What you should do is get comps for the last 30 days or 90 days. Comparable sales, not only because you have one that you know about, but there have to be others in the area, and that will give you a better idea of what those houses had as, you know, the pros and cons. And
well, she asked me how much she had asked me for a price. I said, well, you look at everything, and I wrote everything out of all the pluses of the house. I said, give me an offer. And
right,
so I'm curious of what they're going to offer. Are they going to lowball me, you know?
On the practical level, getting an idea of what other homes, not just one, but what other homes sold for in the last 90 days in your area or 6 months, and looking at the features and how they compare to your home, how the square footage compares to your home, the acreage, et cetera. And, you know, then you can be more solid in your, you know, you can narrow your price range and be more aggressive in your negotiation because of what's
one way
you
can look at it is what between 110 and 140 is 30,000.
That's
so
your
half
karmic
of that
number.
Would be 15. So you could say 125. Look, I was thinking 140. You're giving me a counter offer that's, let's say, 110. I'll meet you halfway. Let's do 125. I'm, you know, that's halfway between what I ideally want it for the home. And I think if they really want it in that guest room, if it's really nice and cozy and cute, they're going to go okay because the daughter is going to love that little
guest
house. You know, that little
outhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. The daughter did love the house. And actually, the grandmother loved the house too because she comes walking out and she says, look, you even got your own little patio.
Yeah. So I think, you know, if you come think of about it logically, about 125, if you say to them, look, I want a 140, you're giving me 110, for instance, let's meet halfway and that make it 125. They're going to do it. They will probably do it.
Then you can, and you're eliminating listing fees, the broker fees, which are what, about 3%? I mean, which isn't that much when it comes down to this price.
Yeah, we wouldn't have a realtor involved in it at all.
But I mean, the realtor, it's not even if it was $140,000, that's
just make sure you know what you're doing. You're selling it by yourself, so make sure you do everything right.
Yeah.
You better.
Yeah, I would go to a title company, and let them draw up the paperwork.
Yeah, so that's gonna still cost you something, but not as much as a realtor.
Yeah, I think it's about $200 to do the.
A realtor, you'd only pay like $4,000. I mean, because the value is so low, so it's not like you're saving that much.
Yeah, realtor takes what, 3%?
3%.
3% of 125.
Oh, no, they get more like 6% here, and it's like, oh my God.
Really?
And my one realtor friend said that all you got to do is go down to the title company because they'll draw up the paperwork. And I called them a couple years ago. Go ahead.
We said that at the same time. No, go ahead. Please.
When I had called a couple of years ago when I was going to sell my other place on my own, the title company, I'm thinking they were going to charge me $200 to do the paperwork, the title search and all that.
Well,
okay.
If you go through a real estate agent, you're going to have to chop off about $8,000.
Yeah, if it's 6%. I didn't know it was. I guess it varies by state. The commission.
It does.
Yeah.
So it's like, and she already told me she didn't want to go through a realtor, that they didn't want to have to pay commission fees and would help me too.
Okay. Well, that's what we think is going to happen.
It was, as my husband was putting in the fireplace logs, and my husband has always worked on their restaurant equipment, and because their mom and dad owns the restaurant. And he says, oh, yeah, we're wanting to sell the house. And she's like, oh, well, my daughter's looking for a house. And that's how it came about because we weren't going to list it till next year.
See, that's a tribal situation. That's a past life tribal situation. So you know these people from past life.
Huh.
And somewhere in your future, look for the name Ann, A-N-N.
Ann.
Yeah.
Huh.
Keep
there may not be anybody
eyes and ears
now.
That open for the name Ann.
Sure.
It's going to come in.
Well, her name is Arlena.
Well, that's close. That might be some cuff of the problem. You know, answer.
Cuff of the problem.
Cup of the pants.
Cup?
We're very creative with language.
Yes,
here.
Apparently, cusp of the.
Cup of the.
Well,
problem.
I know. I guess.
I was a tailor in the past.
Yes. Okay.
But that might be. Hey, I want to ask you something. Have you had to do anything with clothes recently? Repair
yes,
clothes.
She got dressed. She had to get dressed.
Oh, I had to get dressed. Repair clothes, shorten clothes, take out. Do it. Have you done anything with clothes recently?
Cleaning.
Anything at what?
Anything with clothing, like
yes, I've been going through all my clothes and trying to get rid of a lot of my clothes.
Okay,
that
is that
works.
What you mean?
That works. Just want to know.
Yeah, I've been going through everything. I'm like, oh my god, what am I gonna do with all these clothes? I've got too many clothes, and so I've been getting rid of stuff because I know if I go to houseboat, I won't have that much room for everything.
No.
So I'm trying to get rid of it, and I thought about having a big yard sale, but then I'm like, what if it sells really fast? That means we're going to have to put everything in storage.
It's going to sell fast, I think.
I have this feeling, too, deep in my heart. I'm like, I can see me, we're going to be panicking and having to put everything and box everything up really fast because I have a feeling she's going to want it before Christmas, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
But then you've got to find somewhere to move into. If you've got to leave that quick, you've got to have you. Do you have a location in mind? Have you found a boat? I don't remember.
Well, we got the sailboat that I'm going to sell because I can't work with my hands anymore.
Right, I remember
because
that.
Because of my rheumatoid.
Yeah,
right,
I know that.
So we're just going to plunk her in the water because she's already livable, and then we got a camper, but we got to fix the floor because it's rotted. So we're going to stay in the sailboat, and then work on the camper. And then move into the camper once we get the floor fixed. And then we'll turn around and we'll sell the sailboat. So we'll have money to buy the houseboat along with the sale of the house.
Can houseboats go as high as $80,000 out there? What's a houseboat cost?
We're looking probably in the $50,000 range because we want to put solar on it because I live on disability. So we want to make it very energy efficient, that if we can't afford to stay at a dock, it's self-sufficient. So
well,
I'm hoping to find the.
If you spend 50, you could possibly have close to 80,000 profit from your home.
Well, how is there a? Do they have? Do you own your home outright?
Yes, it's paid for.
So okay. You might if you sell if you buy a houseboat for 50. After the sale of your home, you could have as much as $80,000 in your bank.
Right. That's what I'm hoping. That way, being that I live on disability, I'll have something to back up on,
Okay. Well, that's how we stand right now on the issue. We'll put out energy. It sounds like it might be a go. This kind of a read doesn't come with a guarantee, of course. It comes with an evaluation on a psychic level. But it appears as
right.
though everything seems to be working towards a sale in accordance to our figures.
I hope you're right. I've noticed a pattern with them. They were supposed to meet with, they were supposed to call, they came into town last Wednesday. And then they were supposed to call me last Friday to look at the house. Well, they waited to the last minute, and then they called me that day. Can we come look at the house? And they came and looked at it, and I haven't called them back. But she said that she wanted to bring her dad and her boyfriend over to look at it again. And I haven't heard back from them. So I'm like, are they just doing that for a psychology thing for me to hope and hurry up and sell it to them real fast?
No, I think that the fire is set, but it's not total flames yet. You're probably, for some reason, there's some kind of procrastination factor going on with these people. Maybe they don't have their total act together. She's got a drug problem, a drinking problem. The daughter may be problematic. This isn't this isn't a healthy family unit. So probably
right.
their way of doing things to them, the kind of chaos they have in their life might seem to them normal and to you abnormal. So they're not totally on top of things because they already have a chaos factor in their family. So they probably, you know, these kind of families, you know, they say they're going to be there at 4 and they get there at 5:30 because Joanne, you know, was flipping out.
That is funny that you just said that because they were going to come over here at 4 o'clock and she called me back and she says, we'll be there at 5.
Yeah.
Just validating what you just said.
That's why we're psychics.
But yeah, I'm thinking that it might be the parents that come up with the money.
Huh?
I think it might be the parents. I think it's her parents that may be coming up with the money. Do you think it'll be a cash deal or do you think the parents will have to take out a loan?
They
own a restaurant.
No, they'll probably take out a partial loan. That won't be your concern.
Yeah, what does it matter where the money's coming
from? I mean, they might come up with $75,000 and take out a partial loan. But, you know, the daughter might be saying to the mother, oh, I really want this. And my daughter really want this is so great. And the mother's, you know, got guilt and says, well, okay, I guess I could take out a partial. Something like that might happen.
Okay.
You know.
Well, what it is I need a new roof. And if I have to put on a new roof, then, and I ain't got the money for it, a lot of insurance companies, if you take out a loan, they require you to put a new roof on.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to do that. So I'm hoping it'll be a cash deal.
Oh, wait a minute. You're the roof on your home needs to be repaired.
Well, it's already repaired, but insurance, if you take out a FHA loan, they require you to have a new roof on to get for them to insure.
Yeah, I know that's true.
But so it's not really, the roof is not really in great shape, obviously.
How old is the roof?
I'm not sure the exact age. I just know that we repaired it and it'll
need great.
I just know.
They're not going to make you put on a new roof if the roof is in great repair.
Well, Michelle, you know, that's why it might go down to 118.
Yeah. Because roofs are, well, I mean, I don't know on that size of house how much it would be.
You could say, look, you know, take care of the roof or whatever.
And how much
it is. And I'll lower it from 125 to 118. You know,
right.
Don't worry about it. It's not, those things can be worked out. You're going to be above
right. And I just had a roofer come out and give me an estimate. It was like $6,500. And I was like, oh, my God, I am $11,000.
That's what I was thinking about $6,000 because it's you know a small house.
Well, $6,125 from six is about right. Would bring it down to about 118. So you could say, look,
right.
I was going to sell for 125, considering the roof, I'll accept 118, and then that will give you room to fix the roof.
Right.
Or
I
you
hope
do
it happens.
Or you do 125 and I'll take care of the roof.
Right.
A roof can be repaired in 3 days, so I wouldn't worry.
Well,
about
yeah,
it.
Her roof, it's going to, yeah, it'd be very
two
fast.
Days,
I have
days.
A feeling the mother, I have a feeling that the daughter is really trying to convince her mother and father, but I don't know if it's the mother does the money or if it's the dad that does the money.
Well, the mother probably, it doesn't matter though. I feel they'll work as a team, the mother and the grandparents.
They will.
Yeah. You know, we could be wrong, Michelle. We're giving you our best estimation psychically. This seems to be the best shot we've got to give you. It could fall apart. But as it stands, as we're speaking, this seems to be the area we're in. And some things seem to be validating it, in addition to what our figures are.
Right. And y'all are usually really good.
Usually.
Yeah, we're usually really good. I didn't know I was going to stub
well,
my
you
toe.
Guys are. That's why I always call you guys, you know what I mean?
Do you follow us?
She does.
Oh,
she's
good.
She's on our Facebook, remember?
Good for you.
Yeah, so she does. She does. It's very nice of her.
Yeah, y'all have done readings for me before in the past.
Yeah, we've been private.
I've called you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So don't worry. You've got a little bit of worry going on. You don't want to have that too much of that kind of energy.
And we got
but,
two people calling
right.
from Florida.
I know. I noticed that too.
What's the weather like in Florida?
It actually turned cold on us. We were like 70 degrees the other day, and it dropped down to 54 right now.
Lucky you. It's warm here.
It's like freezing to me.
Yeah.
Do you have any other spiritual messages that are coming across to you that I might need to know or anything?
Keep high energy. Keep high energy. High energy. And we got to get to our next caller.
Yeah, we have another caller. Don't worry.
If you have
any worry going on, I think.
Crystals or semi-precious rocks, put them by your bedstand.
Nightstand.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that'll work.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's bring on our next. Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can.
Oh, good. Oh, okay, great. I'm never sure with my cell phone anymore. I've never called before, and
welcome.
Thank you. But I have listened, and I'm starting a journey here that I've been more or less avoiding for a lot of reasons, and one of them involves learning more about things like my chakra and meditation and just learning, trying to get more in touch with a mindfulness frame of mind, mostly because of a lot of crazy that's been going on in my life.
Let me ask you something real quick. Are you divorced?
No. There are gays, though.
Okay.
So you're married, but you've got some marital problems?
Not so much marital. I guess that's the best way to put it. But it's I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Let's first of all get your name and birth date. Let's do that first.
The name's Maya, M-A-I-A.
Okay.
And the birth date, February 1st, 1956.
Okay, so you can keep talking now. You 3/13, 11, 24, 6, 24, 6. Okay, yeah. So you were saying about your marital problems or not.
Well, they're not so much problems as they are just, you know, realities that that we're both learning to deal with. I mean, we both had to learn how to grow up, and we're still more or less in that process. Okay. And we've been married for 26 years, so.
26 years. So you've got a solid marriage because the commitment's strong. You've stayed married. Alcoholism? I'm getting alcoholism for some reason in background. Anybody in the background of the family? Drinker?
I have drinking issues, yes, most definitely, and I have to stay on top of that.
How
I have
you?
To. I go back and forth with it, depending on what the stress is going on in my life. I will stop and start and stop and start. And I'm in the stopping phase now. But that's the reason I'm in the stopping phase now is because I'm beginning to realize that a lot of my problems are coming from this lockdown. And so it's like bad choices are being made. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you know, on if we're talking about the highest note of existence, the lockdown isn't going to affect someone with a very, very strong spiritual basis, because no matter what's going on in the external world, that you know, a person who has a strong spiritual foundation is going to stay grounded and on that high spiritual level. So but it's not a criticism. The lockdowns affected me too. I mean, it's frustrating. You know, we've had to adapt the way we live in the world, and it's not fun. It's not fun. Drives me nuts. Putting a mask
on.
It
sheds a light that you weren't really looking to see. You assume you're okay, and then all of a sudden, all these little demon things come popping out. And that's when I found that I was just how insecure and how shaken I've been You know, there comes a point when you, it's easy enough to blame your spouse, but you've got to look at yourself, you know.
Where do you live, Maya? What state?
Kansas.
Oh.
We're from California. We're from California.
God.
What part of California?
Santa Rosa. Sonoma County.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know.
When did you move from Kansas? Well, I know that Kansas is a lot different than Kansas.
That's happening too.
When did you move
here? We moved to Kansas, I guess, 9 years ago or so.
9 years ago. And
was there a home or something from your husband, your family, or anything you inherited out there?
We moved here because, and this is part of the whole foundational thing, we came here following to be a part of a program that engaged in worship and building churches and things like that.
You're involved in some kind of religious group?
Not anymore. When we came
but
here, it took us about...
You there.
Right,
what,
exactly.
Why
and
you
after about... I'm sorry.
Why'd you break away from it? You were going to say?
Because I've been walking this whole Christian path for a long, long time, many, many years. And it came to a head. All of a sudden, things just didn't make sense anymore. All I saw was either the hypocrisy or the shortcoming. Everything was either built up on an emotional ladder, or on a, you know, a rewards thing. And we just saw it like for what it was, and we became disillusioned and walked away from it.
It sounds like, I mean, moving and picking, not to cast any aspersions against Christianity, but
mm-hmm.
it sounds like the group that you were involved in, you know, moving to Kansas, and there's like probably a very heavy promotion and recruitment of followers, and you're building churches. I mean, we're mm-hmm. kind of getting like, getting away from religion and maybe moving into the idea of getting into, I don't want to call it a cult necessarily, but when you start to create an empire like that, it's,
yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, and you're absolutely right. The only thing is that it's still hiding under that umbrella
of
legitimacy.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
but I mean, so do the preachers that are on, you know, TV and raising money. Not that all of them are corrupt necessarily, but I mean, that's the whole, the Christianity has that whole vibe when you get
going
into
on all the time.
Evangelists and all that. But anyway,
Okay, so Maya, your master number in life, your master number is six, which is the sixth chakra, the visionary chakra, the brow. And you do have a 5-6 in your year, which indicates the throat chakra and the sixth chakra. Your master number is six, which is the third eye. You had a change in life in 1980. Can you describe what happened to you around the age of 24?
I would have to...
think.
That's interesting. You know what? I got it. Okay. In 83, this was the first time I moved to California, and my daughter and I moved back to the East Coast to go to school. University of Penn. We moved out. We stayed there for a year. There were a lot of circumstances going on. Did you say 1980 or 1984?
80.
Okay. From 1979 to 1980, we left Pennsylvania and moved to California.
Okay. We were
in the dark about a lot of things that would come out in 83 that related to those particular years, including my relationship with my family. I'm more or less the black sheep of the family, always
yeah,
have
well,
been?
Say probably problems in the family unit.
Yeah.
That's evident in your birth date with relationships.
Yeah.
You've got problems in relationships.
You have problems in relationships. So what's happening is you are encountering the journey to your third eye. And that's why.
Am I really?
You're going on the journey to your third eye, your sixth chakra. And that
yeah.
will not accommodate just traditional ground level
religion.
You're going to get into a level of spirituality that's going to be really mind expanding. And in that zone, your senses are going to be opened up to the earth, the environment, the cosmos,
mm-hmm.
more of the journey that your soul has produced by coming down to the planet again. And a deeper inner journey that you'll take will result in a wider journey on the planet. So your brain's going to expand and you're going to be experiencing things you've never experienced before. Hobbies, too.
Despite the fact that you live in Kansas, which is probably not exactly the most...
You have no idea.
It's not a hotbed of psychic energy. But...
Oh, my God. It's been hard. Let me tell you, the 9 years here has been so... restrictive and where my husband and I were different personalities in that he can settle very comfortably here and never think again. Okay.
Right. What's his birthday, real quick? What's his birthday? He's probably, yeah. What's his birthday?
He's a Pisces, February 20th,
1963. 414.
Yeah.
21. Wait, 414. Yeah. He's a five. Interesting. So
he's
you
a
hold,
five and you're a six,
you have,
which is your year.
Yeah, year.
Yeah.
He's
well,
a five, you're
it's,
a six,
it's also her
year.
Yeah, 5-6. And
well,
then the years align.
If I were you, I would look for the next tornado and hop on board.
Oh, God, I want to know what that means.
well,
you're, I know you're...
Read The Wizard of Oz, you know.
I mean, the thing is, Maya, you are, we're running out of time. We're at the end of the show.
I understand.
But,
I'm sorry.
But your location, luckily these days, I mean, the internet, you've got so many different outlets for expanding your consciousness. You're not limited by your location. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do. Obviously you started listening to our show. That's good. You'll learn a lot here.
And I am reading and I am learning more about Reiki. I'm learning about Reiki training. I'm learning
Reiki,
about the chakras. Reiki
yeah.
or is it Reiki? Well, I'm doing it all on my own. So that kind of, you know, limits how much I'm getting, but I'm aware that this change has got to take place. And I know you've got to go. Do you guys have a service outside of this?
Yeah, you can talk to us. You can call us you can write down our number 562-596-7818 is how you can reach us. And we're
and
on Facebook. We encourage you to follow us.
Yeah, you
okay.
can call us at that number.
What you do, would
you
do.
Can call us at that number, Maya, and we can talk more at length if you want.
Okay, could I have the area code one more time, please? I'm no problems paying.
562-596-7818. And there's, you know, I think it's also should be on our. No, it isn't in our bio, but it should be in our bio. It's not. But you can reach us there. Follow us on Facebook. We encourage you to do that. And you can call up the show again too, but we got to close for the day. So we're sorry it was incomplete, but we will.
No, I'm thank
touch
you.
With you again.
Absolutely. Take
okay.
care. I'll talk with you soon. Bye now.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. And we are out of time. We're back on the air Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and we hope to hear from you then. Bye-bye.